Benjamin Franklin's Iron Stove by Carolyn S. Bailey. When our country was young, Benjamin Franklin was one of its greatest and busiest men. He ran a newspaper and a printing business, but they were not enough to keep him busy, so he started the first public library, the first fire department, and the first hospital in America. These are just a few of the things he did. The story you will now read tells of another famous thing Franklin did, and how he happened to do it. The Arnolds' Cold Home. Beth Arnold emptied the basket that her brother William had brought in. She stood in the light of a small open fire, a little Quaker girl of old Philadelphia. Her yellow curls were tucked inside a close-fitting gray cap, and her straight gray frock reached almost to the heels of her heavy shoes. There was not a great deal in the basket: a little flour, some tea, a very tiny package of sugar, and some potatoes. Beth arranged them on the shelves in the kitchen, shivering a little as she moved about the cold room. Philadelphia was a new city at that time, and the Arnolds had brought little with them from across the sea to make their lives cheerful. Outside, huge piles of snow were banked on the low stone doorsteps of the houses, and a chill wind blew up from the wharves. The Quakers who were out of doors hurried along with heads bent against the wind and their long cloaks wrapped closely around them.